Whedon gets the snap. Whedon rolling out to the right. Hits Strong. Strong across the five. Strong to the end zone. He dives in! The Texans take the lead!
That was the only touchdown the Texans scored last Sunday, but it was the one that made the difference. Back here on Texans Extra Points, Drew Doherty, DP Sidhu, and Chris Myers for one final segment. And let's discuss the offense and George Godsey and Bill O'Brien and the play calling they've done, because that's about as creative a play call and as perfect a play call given the timing that you're ever going to see, isn't it?
I think so. I think what has been able to progress throughout the season is especially Coach Godsey and O'Brien being able to implement, in different games for that matter, the skill sets of each guy. I think that them being able to kind of learn what Jalen Strong can do and bring him in certain scenarios and leak him out like that is just a testament to their kind of preparation and skill set in terms of breaking down defensive film.
Nice little element of surprise. And, you know, Brandon Whedon before last week's game said, you know, it's tough to learn this playbook on one hand, but on the other hand, you learn a new set of plays every week because, you know, it's a game plan offense, so it makes it a little easier in that regard. What have you seen game plan offense-wise, and what have you thought of just the ability to kind of adapt on the fly from the Texans this year?
I think it's a lot of fun for all of us covering the team to watch because mm-hmm. you never know what sort of plays they're going to run, and I would expect a lot of surprises against Tennessee because when we saw the Texans offense come out against the Jets, it was T.J. Yates' first start, and so they wanted to take some pressure off of him. They ran the Wildcat a couple times. We saw some direct snaps. So I would expect with Brandon Whedon under center, we'd see a lot more of that creative play calling. And now with B.J. Daniels on the roster, who knows how he's going to figure in and how much he's going to be a part of the game plan.
No doubt. You like that Daniels addition, don't you?
Well, I just think it brings a different element. I think him being able to be more of an athlete in terms of sitting back there at the quarterback position, and the Texans are already having that Wildcat kind of dimension to their offense, I think that he may actually get a nice little package. And I think O'Brien talked about that earlier on, that they need to keep him in the wings just in case of injury, knock on wood, and understanding the offense. But they may have a nice little Wildcat package with him in there, too.
No doubt. All right, we got to be quick. But keys to the eighth victory, if it were to happen tomorrow, what are they?
I think continue to run the ball. I mean, obviously, that's been the one kind of hamper on the Texans throughout the season. They've had a couple games where they were able to establish themselves on the ground and dominate, and they had the wins. But as long as you can establish yourself on the ground, especially with the quarterback situation, I think it's going to help out.
DP?
Yeah, to add on to running the ball, the receivers have got to hold on to the ball when the ball comes their way. They've been working on that in practice the past few weeks, but it'd be nice to see some big plays and get out in front early, get a nice little lead going. I think the defense just continues to play how they played last week against Indianapolis, and we should be excited about the result on Sunday.
Good stuff. For me, I say turnovers. Get some turnovers tomorrow, maybe 2, 3, 4 is good. 5 is even better, but turn that ball over, take it away from the Tennessee Titans. We thank you so much for watching. We had a great time. We hope you have a very happy new year, because the next time we see you, it'll be 2016. For Chris Myers, for DP Sidhu, I'm Drew Doherty. We'll see you next time. This has been Texans Extra Points.